Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hello, Sam. It's Alan Cashman. How you doing?
Hey, not bad. How are you, Alan?
Finally, after my wife got her laptop fixed yesterday, we got this application you sent me.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know what she does. She's a computer, better at computers than I am. I'd throw the damn thing up against the wall.
Well, good to have someone really like that would. Around then, right?
Yeah, it is, because I would have thrown that up against the damn wall.
Yeah.
All right, this thing, I'm going to ask you a few questions on this, because I don't understand, okay?
Okay, sure.
It says type of business. I guess that would be sole proprietor, since I'm not actually an LLC yet.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, does a merchant have any other business, open contracts, working capital? No. There was one other thing they asked on here about some damn number down here on the bottom.
Let me see. Oh, the tax ID number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 'cause I don't have the LLC established yet.
Yeah, yeah. Give me one second. Let me take a look. Might be able to look at a different file, just a one that's similar to yours to see what they did on that part. Give me just one second.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's see. Where's the sole prop?
And yeah, it's going to help. I just called the repair shop. We're talking, $19,000.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, they got to rebuild the damn engine.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, when you file your taxes, you know?
I file it under my Social Security number.
Okay. And then do you have the tax return with you, too?
Yeah, my wife's got last year's tax return, yes.
Okay, sure. So I think if you just put the social down for that number, and then you send the tax return over, we should be able to work with that.
Yeah, because you know my CPA will whittle that down. You know that, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's common practice.
I made 140,000 last year, and she whittled it down to, 21 grand maybe?
Yeah, and that's the thing. We lend off of the top line, so with that top number that you start with, not what you finish it with, because we know that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, that was the other issue, it was issue that I wanted to ask about, too. You know, granted, I'll make 140 grand, and then, of course, she goes in there and whittles down maintenance costs and fuel costs and this cost and that cost and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? So we lend off of what's called the gross instead of the net. So the gross is what you start with. The net is what you finish with at the end of doing all those deductions.
All right, so it says business type and it says code or description. Truck driver, I guess.
Yeah, truck is fine.
Yeah, and I don't have rental, mortgage, or amounts. I ain't doing it.
Now,
I'm a credit card processor.
Now, for the rented mortgage amount, I know you don't have like a a business location.
Right.
But you know, when you're not on the road, is the truck, do you just keep the truck at home?
Yeah, truck is at the house.
Okay, perfect. So what I need you to do is if there's do you rent or mortgage the home?
It's mortgaged.
Okay,
I pay a mortgage. It's my house, my property.
Yeah, so all I need you to do is just put that amount in there, and then I can make a note that it's not coming from the business side, it's just being paid on the personal side. It's just a little bit of a formality, but we do need to have an amount on there.
Okay. Let me see. Visa, MasterCard processing volumes, I don't have a business one. It's in my personal name.
Yeah, that's fine. So you can leave all of that empty.
Okay. And down here, after I sign it, where it says owner or officials, officer's name printed and signed and dated, below that line, do I need to fill anything out on that, or is that where I stop?
So below that line, I would just need, let me take a look.
No, my business ain't seasonal. Sometimes I wished it was, but it ain't.
Yeah, so you can just check that box, no. Check no on the other ones for open bankruptcies, judgment liens, if that's the case.
Yeah.
If they're there, you can put yes, and we'll handle it as we need to. And then if you could just put three references, it's not too important on who or what they are. just any three random references. They really usually aren't even used, but sometimes if, you know, a few of the programs that we have do require them. So if it's the case that that's the only program we could get you into, then we would need it. So if you could fill it out now, just in case we come to that, so we don't have to, you know, go back and forth, you know, later on down the road.
Like personal references?
No, just business references. I mean, it can be really, really anything. I mean, you could put, like, you know, even somebody else that works in the same field as you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Alrighty. Other than that, I think that's basically what I needed to know.
Okay. Alright, perfect. Perfect.
Alright, then there's, you told me about the 6 months bank statements, last year's tax return. What's this equipment quote?
Okay, so yeah, you're looking at a truck, right? Trying to get a new truck. If you just, was that on the email that I sent you?
Yeah, it was. And I'm not really sure about the new truck right now with them having to rebuild this engine, because they're talking 10 to 19 grand.
Okay, I'll tell you what, don't even worry about an equipment quote at this point then. Let's just get the application and get you approved for, you know, a cash amount, and then we'll work from there. If we need to get an equipment quote a little later, like, you know, if you do see a specific one that you want, we can go ahead and do it. But for the time being, we should be able to go forward without it.
Okay. That's another question I was going to ask. Yeah, I'm looking at a newer model truck. Now you can understand why.
Yeah.
You know, but with me putting this money into this engine, and it's going to be a rebuilt engine, or basically completely rebuilt engine, you know, I may run it for another year or two just to make sure everything's, you know, I can make some money, pay it off, and put some more change in my pocket.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because once the damn truck's paid off, then that truck payment I'm making is actually nothing but profit at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I just called them. I got a quote on that, so it wasn't very good. But wasn't looking at that, but what happens? All right, that's all we need then. I'll let her know so she can dig that stuff out.
Okay, perfect.
We'll go from there.
Yeah, if you have any more questions, give me a call, and you know, once it comes in, I'll let you know that I got everything and keep you updated on where we are in the process.
I told you I'd call if I had questions on it.
There we go. Yeah, I believe it.
I am not shy, Sam.
Yeah, good. It makes it easier that way.
Yeah, I am not shy, and I am not politically correct, so.
All right, we'll get along fine.
Yeah, we will, trust me, because me being politically correct is a parent's excuse for turning our kids into a bunch of wimps.
Amen, right? Amen.
Hey, say what you mean what you say.
Always, always. And that's what I was telling you when we first spoke. You know, it's better to be just upfront about everything. I'm going to be open with you on the process. You know, no surprises. We'll keep things moving.
Yeah, and that's the way I am. You know that. You already probably gathered that from our first conversation.
Yeah, absolutely, man, absolutely.
All right, buddy, that's what I need to know. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, gotcha. Give me a call. Don't hesitate to call. I know you won't.
Oh, no, I won't hesitate. I'll take your number on the road when this truck gets ready.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, I'll be on the lookout for it, Alan. And, you know, like I said, as soon as I get it, I'll let you know and then keep you updated.
All right, Sam.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, buddy.